wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
This is Burger Fatboy. December 23, 2007, a live show. And we're at the tail end of the 2007 year. And this show will have various aspects of pieces put together from what the future is coming in and where we are now concerning medicine law and what's going on in the Beltway. This is republicbroadcasting.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. And I've received hundreds of emails over the past year. I've tried to answer all of the groups of questions, categorizing them in categories. And today I'm going to lump in a lot of information to answer the hundreds of questions that come to me from this show. We've picked up a lot of new listeners along the way, and the development of the Toilet to Tap the Table initiative on a national basis, the constitutionality of adding a constitutional amendment to our Constitution that we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water, and medical protocols, and the development of the grand jury system to have a science and technology, 21st century science and technology grand jury system. And these are the three basic principles that are coming in and that influence our pocketbook and stock market development. So after the break, we'll present the first round of information on what you eat and drink and what you see. We'll see you after the break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and to catch you up to date on the serious business of psychology of the human mind and the study of the mind and how it reacts and is being used by the Advanced Department of Defense activities. In one of the exhibits which I've talked about called The Sip of Conflict, and which is at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, California, which will travel the United States. I've mentioned this exhibit before, and what it is a water fountain in the shape of a toilet, and the idea is to train the children and to be able to dip into the water and drink the water from the toilet. And, of course, this is the psychology of part of the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development System of the United Nations, which was part of the discussion of the Kyoto meeting in Bali. I've talked extensively about this. The chemistry of the recycled water is very harmful, and if you want to develop a concept of how the psychology works, I'll be discussing this on many shows in the future as to how the whole scheme of population movement on the earth will be developed for millions of people to be moved around the earth like a chess game based upon the psychology of the sip of conflict. You may laugh at another concept as a company, but it's not laughable, because there's a fellow that has a product called Fish and Flush, and Fish and Flush is a toilet symbol that's made in ceramic and glass as an aquarium, and it's a toilet fish tank. And his name is Mr. Barbender, and he has a website which you can go on and see his product. As we go down the line in the year, we're going to discuss this. Mr. Barbender is just touting a product of which he has put together as an idea, because on the minds of people, it ties in with some of the DARPA Defense Department's ideas about getting people to look at the toilet differently and the water it contains. And by the way, I believe his product is going for a mail order price of $299. He's not a sponsor of mine, but the point is, it's the psychology of being able to sell such an item with a concept of thinking that this is some kind of joke that the United Nations and the Congress and the group dominant companies, the GDCs, are behind, and some of the other groups that are part of the lobbies of the global investment market, their profits depend, and your profits depend on where that water goes, who's drinking it, and who's going to be allowed to drink it, which I'm going to get into another part of the show as time allows. I just want to dispel a myth about water and the amount of glasses that you've always been told to drink, 8 glasses of water a day. This is actually very harmful for you. You get the 8 glasses in a composite from food. You get it from other liquids that you drink. But the point is, the food, which is now irrigated with various forms of recycled systems, is also promoting various diseases and concepts of internal chemistries. And I just want to make a point that to actually drink 8 glasses of water is a 1942 medical mythology, and has perpetuated to this point because corporations have promoted this in terms of, in fact, it was promoted in a lot of the boardrooms in France and Germany when they came over to America to buy our water districts, which they did. And this was part of their concept of public relations. It was at the bottom of each one of these public relations booklets was the UN symbol. You have little clues every day. Every day, another little clue. And if you don't pay attention to them, you are becoming a manipulated victim of one of the grandest plots that has ever been put forth in the history of the world. Now, the whole point comes down to the fact this is bigger than when they tried to hide the research of the atom bomb during the Second World War, where Oppenheimer said that he always carried that gun on the side because he knew if he had to commit suicide, he would do it so he wouldn't have to tell what the real conspiracies were. It isn't a question of conspiracy, a question of chemical aberrations that occur to change the genetic codes for disease that are already perpetuated, that are done in medicine, and are done by legal systems, and are done by grand scales of things. So I want to give you another point as a little symptom. You have to look at it. You think the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who converted the whole cafeteria in the House of Representatives cafeteria to gushy organic foods. Everything is now upstaged to the point that it's, quote, organic and the rest of it. Looks good. Going green. That's her version of going green. What she's not saying is the fact that the organic lobby is putting their bill together in another 9 days to go into committee on legislative analyst writing, because the public is moving into the organic system in a big way. That's very positive, but it's also exclusive in the amendments to again, what I mentioned three shows ago, to have liability for the water purveyors to be very small concerning, in fact, you're getting, it's really not organic. It's still being irrigated by various systems and water systems that are controlled by foreign countries. So we're going to talk a lot about this this coming year, and the front that's being put on the House of Representatives cafeteria is very simple to the similar to the Subway restaurant in the Department of Defense corridor. When you go in and walk down the corridor to come in, you know, they have the cameras. They have the cameras there, where they, which is the recognition database cameras, so they can determine as a test. They're testing the system. So your body movements, your eye movements, and the rest of it that goes with it. But these are little symbols of things that are happening, I know that I'm supposed to really look at the world as we come into Christmas and discuss things, which I will. But it's gotten to the point where the little symbols are, and all the little bills and the ways of how things are done are always done before Christmas in this country, because they figure everyone is out not paying attention. A good example of this are the subjects that I'm mentioning, but the idea about the water and how the educational process is coming in, what the public doesn't realize is that in NASA, the latest experiments are, by the year 2009, this is when they plan to do it, the astronauts on the International Space Station, which is going to have three United Nations members on it. This is information that you just, you just can't pick up and say, well, I'm going to have a cup of coffee and I'm going to look at the Internet. The Internet has already been compromised as of 5 years ago, when the EPA took off all the major materials and the rest of it, and I exposed this nationally in the year 2003. But one of the experiments on the year 2009 International Space Station will be the testing of a cocktail they call the cocktail of recycled human urine and sweat and rat urine. And this is going to be the liquid that's going to be. Now, the recycled human urine happens to be very close to my knowledge base, because I helped the Air Force years ago developed the recycle system on the NASA spaceships, because that was a way to get the water. No, it was very crude at that time, but actually there were some excellent research that was done with that. We also worked with a lacrimal fluid, or in other words, eye fluid, on recycle systems, and we got somewhere with it, but it didn't go to fruition because of technological problems in zero gravity. But the point of this experiment is to not only have life-saving fluid that is drinkable at the other end from your own body, but that experiment is part of the major process to tie in with a recycled water system on Earth for selected groups of millions of people. And I will talk in future shows about this. Anyone who wishes to partake of facing me on air on any one of these issues, welcome aboard to RBN and Parker Pathways. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and of course for you in Dallas, Texas, who are in the shopping mall in Dallas, Texas, and go to the Julian Burke store, and if you're the first 50 people in there, well, you get, you know, they have the fancy purses that the ladies like, and I think up to 70% off. They're not a sponsor of mine, and the reason I'm mentioning the Julian Burke store is because I consider the Julian Burke merchandising on the stock market concept of as to be a theme, which is in the brain cells of people as more the most important item of the day, rather than the fact that at Kyoto they signed off on any kind of making of products that come from skin. I'll have a future show on that. Probably I'll try to cover 1 hour on a future show on that one subject. But I think Julian Burke's going to close off on their sale in Dallas in about an hour. But you'd be surprised, that little piece of information, how valuable what I've told you. Do we have a caller? John from Tennessee? John, are you there?
I am. Thank you again.
Yes, thanks for calling the show, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Boy, let's end the year properly. If you don't mind, I'd like to hit on a couple of different topics. Something we talked about last week, I had brought up synthetic blood. There's a biotechnology firm here in Nashville, Tennessee called GEM. Dr. Parker, they've developed and actually sold to Japan a technology to merge plastic and bone for to cause bone to recreate, but they're using plastic to do it.
Yes.
So, you know, is transgenics, is that a goal of this genetic manipulation, and I believe that it is.
And is that your question?
Well, it's a question, and then I've got another topic I want to discuss.
Okay. No, part of the answer to this is that transgenic medicine, as it stands, is a combination of being able, as you know, is being able to change the gene structure to a synthetic product, which is called a platform. These platforms are ultra microscopic, and they will have in them what are called gene signals to change what we know as plastic to another signal, which is called, in computational chemistry, it's called, where you create another molecule. This molecule is part of what you're asking about and what the company is doing. And then the second tier of this, I've talked about another show, is called regenerative medicine. So in other words, if you now have this other platform that you've been built on, it, now you can add stem cells to it. And now...
Right.
You are growing a new human. And I call them biosynthetic humans.
And that's what we talked about last week.
That's
now,
right.
I
totally
believe
correct.
I really believe that the genetic engineering is an attempt by man to create another man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it.
No, but a
biological synthetic being.
Well, that's what I'm calling it. I'm writing about this. I'm writing three books, and most of it's going to be archives of Parker Pathways are just the tip of the iceberg of each show, and I'll be talking a lot about this. But I want to explain one thing as to how the reason. Remember, John, some time ago when I first went on the air, I talked about bioaccumulation of chemicals in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, has now been accepted, John, as a term in the forensic science expert witness law. The Bar Association has accepted that term. And if I've done nothing else on this earth to be able to put forth the concept of bioaccumulation of amines and chlorine and chloramine and chloral dioxide changing our world, I could walk away right now and have achieved something. And the reason this is important on these synthetics, why they want to do it, is because our immune system is being compromised. And it's being compromised genetically by all the things that are going on, which we cannot cure, quote, by traditional vitamins, herbs, and, you know, that type of thing. You say, well, I'm going to take some herbs, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take some vitamins or something like that. We are talking about the extinction of our species.
But it's been at our own hands, and that brings me to my next question. Have you heard of Project Genesis?
Yes, oh, yeah, I'm very much going to, because yes, absolutely.
Well, in the Project Genesis that I'm hearing about, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe they're related, is actually a ship that is twice the size of the QE2 with 5,000 accommodations for 5,000 people. Is that any relation to the Project Genesis that you're aware of?
Yes.
Well, maybe after the break you can fill us in on it.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level. Thanks for calling, John.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and a live show, December 23, 2007. And all you folks that have to wait out the weather, you could also, when you're listening to Parker Pathways on RBN.org, or coming in, we're on podcast, we're on KC Satellite, and hopefully one day we'll be on shortwave. But the whole point is that you can listen to Parker Pathways in a podcast form, and it's on archives. And also there are ways that you can get the shows from the station. John from Tennessee on his last call is very important, because we're talking about, he mentioned up Project Genesis, the history of this, and I'll tie this in with several other subjects that I want to get into that relate to the isolated groups of people that will be protected in terms of vaccination research, and which are formed of this idea. The public may not remember that President Nixon, in the 70s, signed a combination of executive orders and for Kaiser hospitals at that time to be experimental medical hospital system. This is in place now, and of course it's expanded to the level that we're on now. And in terms of promoting the concept of vaccine protections and other kinds of genetic studies that have been going on since the 1970s. And there are a lot of Project Genesis that, in terms of building a new human. And the Russians, of course, version of this is that they have their nuclear reactors that they're building on ships so that they're mobile and to be able to control the food and water from those areas, and also the development of territorial imperatives of the ocean and the soils, of which I'm going to tie into another point of view in the next hour. One of the things that are outcomes from these various forms of research and genesis concepts are such things as radioactive radio frequency identification tags that are placed that are being placed now in cloned animals, and this is going to be followed by a registry in the supply chain of food, and the buyers of the animals that are cloned will sign an affidavit saying that they will market the products correctly, and the companies that are on a voluntary Federal Drug Administration will not try to back the companies or deny they exist, but meanwhile the companies are going ahead. And well, one of the companies is Viagen, and the other is Transova Genetics. And the food companies and the concept of this know the truth. The truth is that the animals are in the same position as humans. And so their immune system has changed and their genetic system has changed, and the genetic engineering for the animals for food is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, we will not be able to have the food chain. The environmentalists are making a huge mistake by saying, well, we all have to, cut down on meat as to help the planet. In fact, that was one of the prerogatives that were signed off in Kyoto meeting in Bali, forcing people to eat less than 1 kilogram of meat per day would help the climate change fiasco, which is bogus science. The whole thing about I keep reminding that in order to understand human behavior and development, you have to research the animals first. So to see if you can develop a hypothesis to be able to do to work it out, to know which part of the food chain or the medical chain you need to look at for disease and development. So Genesis projects are based upon the concept of the new track of being able to do this. And this is absolutely necessary. But the whole problem that I keep talking about and hinting at is the fact that the global dominant groups and the global dominant corporations, which I mentioned in the last show, of which there are 74, and then in our lifetime, in just a few years, there will all be 12 corporations who will run the world. They will run everything: athletics, food, water, the sky, satellites, and the rest of it. So the whole process of these Genesis programs started with President Nixon sanctifying the Kaiser Hospital chain, which was the first chain that developed these systems to be able to work with us, to have these isolated groups and protection systems. If there were a the next war is beyond nuclear war. We're talking about laser degeneration weapons. We're talking about the concept of terrorism itself on a whole different level, which brings me in the concept of I want to straighten out something in terms of ways that identification of people were made in the World Trade Center disaster. That was on September 11, 2001, as you know. But the Department of Justice definition of terrorism is the force against persons or property in violation of criminal laws of the United States for the purposes of intimidation, coercion, and ransom, and create fear among the public. In the United Nations, there is not a definition of terrorism. Keep that in mind. And the whole process of the Durham meeting of the United Nations, Durham 2, which is the conference that's coming up, is to promote Islam as they call it, a program against Islamic phobias. But the United States, Nations will pay, and the United States will pay for South America, Iran, Libya, and Saudi Arabia's position to back this point. Now, I'm going to tie this in with the World Trade Center in a minute. Some truth to the whole process. But keep in mind that the United Nations map does not have the country of Israel on the map. And keep in mind that the map of the United States in the Islamic countries has the United States in the color green. Green is the Islamic color. The color of Islam with a new map with no Israel and the United States as green. Now, you ask yourself, why do we call the green movement, which is being promoted everywhere you go, in terms of we're going green, or we're going green and things? Well, green would be, let's say, to people growing plants on the top of office buildings in New York, or it may be solar panels, or it may be the rest. That is the meaning of green in the sense of that. But that's not the way it's written. In terms of the real world of what's happening with the whole process of the Durden 2 conference, and was implemented on the first agenda focus in the Kyoto at Bali. Now, if the United Nations does not have a definition of terrorism, and the Justice Department, I believe, has accurately portrayed the definition of terrorism, let's just take a very quick look at the analysis of how to identify people that died in the World Trade Center. Now, the way it goes, you have different forms of nuclear DNA that you measure in the body. And this identifies a sequence of four nucleotides, AGTC, arginine, tyrosine, cytosine. Now, these nucleotides form a special 13, they're called 13 specific loci. These are little spots of gene structures that are spread over the 23 pairs of chromosomes that humans have. And some of these chromosomes are in the national database. And so the DNA from the 13 loci is in a non-functioning area of the genome, so you don't have any way to measure it totally unless you have this procedure, which is forms of based upon electronics and protein chemistry. So the number of repeats on every one of these 13 loci yields a probability match among unrelated individuals in less than 1 in a trillion. So there's a way to isolate these called a mini-STR program, or the standard technique. STR stands for standard technique and response from the genome. Now, the genomes, as part of these analyses, are part of the what are called, it'd be used to identify in bone and blood and semen and saliva and hair. And these are the processes that are part of these Genesis projects as well. So what happened was that all of the companies that are part of the loop of the research that are just multi-million dollars down the line, and 10 years from now, these companies will be literally bigger than big. One is Myra Genetics Incorporated. They know how to run family reference samples, and they were working in gene codes forensics that are in Ann Arbor, Michigan. DNA View, which is in Oakland, California. Celera Genomics in Rockville, Maryland. Celera, a company that can do up to 4,000 tissue samples a day. And then Bodie Technical Group in Springfield, Virginia. And then Orchid Gene Screen in Dallas, Texas. And they can perform these single nucleotide polymorphisms and be able to develop the DNA breakout that's to identify people and their what are called the gene structure for disease or for identification. Now, the whole problem with the World Trade Center situation is that the people, the recovery system, was a pile of ashes. So they had to take what are called nanograms of DNA extracted from the ash and be able to interrelate it to people. A lot of relatives gave their blood in order to have these matches. So to show you how sophisticated it is, the very sophisticated companies that deal with crime codes of genes are the companies would be Porterly Corporation in Somburg, Illinois, Myra Genetics, Gene Codes Forensics. They matched the third set of the genes to put together what are called the new humans, and they had to keep in mind they had to have what are called shadow human answers in order to match it with the real answers. Well, this is so sophisticated that the whole process is that the missing people from the World Trade Center analysis comes to 4,339. And 478 victims' bodies have been recovered and 425 have been identified. The rest of the ashes of these body parts and pieces and ashes and the rest of it are slowly being put together as to who they are. Now, that is part of the Genesis system. In other words, the World Trade Center was actually a laboratory after the disaster and the attack on America to be part of these Genesis systems. And from these kinds of answers that you can get from these very sophisticated systems of DNA and tags of the systems from what are called strands of ends of chromosomes from ashes will be the new identifying system for the future world order. Now, this is a good thing if you want to know where your system is going and where your process is going and where you're developing genetic tests for the consumer market, which is what I'll be talking about on the next hour. But a combination of many, many things in terms of analysis of how you determine mercury, for instance, in food, and how you control certain things in food and water from these systems. Now, one of the things that comes from this is the fact that if I had the opportunity to declare the humans of the year or even the animals of the year, I would have the animal of the year to be the laboratory mouse and the laboratory rat, of which without the mouse specially bred and the rat specially bred for laboratory research, we as human beings would long ago have come, we would be much worse than we are now. And the man of the year would be Dr. Yekata, who developed stem cells from human skin. And also the man of the year would be Iktar Mohammad Chaudhry, who was the Chief Justice of the Pakistani Supreme Court, who has something to do with this subject. So we'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll put the dots together.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is live show, December 23, 2007. And to add to the concept of the energy bill that was just passed in the House of Representatives to be able to add ethanol as a system, whole process of adding ethanol into a system and buying it into the bill that was passed by the House of Representatives, buying right into the Kyoto concept. But ethanol, as I've talked about last year, requires 2.5 million gallons of water to be able to manufacture out of 30-acre site from the corn and be able to process it and work it through. That water is contaminated, goes into the aquifer and becomes part of the addition to the ethylene, which is already from the MTBE on the gas additive, so which it happened several years ago and has contaminated the aquifers in the northern continent for the next, as far as engineering experts can come up with, is 500 to 1,000 years from now, that contamination will be there. And the whole concept of being able to understand the effect on the Human Genome Project, and in terms of the Human Genome Project is us. We are the ones that have to deal with this, and chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the home page of RBN. Click that on and print it and use it as a part of a reference point for the discovery of what is happening in terms of nitrogen uptakes and death prematurely of people as a result of electrolyte imbalances. You just cannot add completely electrolytes to the water as a total solution. You have immediate absorption system, but to have ethanol being used to hit the food supply and food costs are going to increase. Again, this goes back again to the toilet to tap to table initiative needs to be on the national ballot, because recycled water just doesn't mean recycled toilet water, which is what it is. And it's part of the educational system to have the sip of conflict as we drink water out of the toilet as an image problem and something that we can get away with for the moment. But the environmentalists are going to court in terms of trying to get bottled water to cease. And because of the saying that the plastic handles the landfill in a different way, and no one can argue about the plastics that are in the landfill, the problem is that people have selected the fact that they know something's wrong with the drinking water system. The EPA director made a big issue of using my sentence in terms of the testimony in front of the subcommittee on November 8th of this year. That less than 1% is available for human use. I'm glad they quoted me. I appreciate it. But the point of this is that it's also a process of glamorizing the reusable water system under the guise of global warming and trying to have water safety labels put on products that are going to use the reusable water. This is all part of a grand scheme of what I call a killing machine. Do not buy this idea. When we go into the next hour, we're going to cover year 2007 and how it relates to what we've been talking about on this first hour. We'll see you at the other end of the break on the next hour.